Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A system developing in the Gulf Coast that's bringing some severe storms down to our south arrives here later today. I'll show you how it will affect your weekend.
Plus, a kidnapping call in Lumberton leads to a car chase, crash, and arrest in Raleigh. This morning, two children are safe after a search for their suspected abductor spans nearly 100 miles.
And the Wolfpack with something to cheer about this morning.
I'm so proud. Proudest I've ever been in my whole life.
NC State moves on in the men's NCAA tournament after defeating Texas Tech. Those fans are waking up proud. Maybe a touch hungover as well. Who knows?
Maybe. Did they sleep?
I don't know. They had a big party at the Bell Tower after another big win. They are rolling right now. We're rolling through our Friday right with you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. I have to admit, I was a little nervous for NC State, just thinking, wow, you know, what they did in the ACC tournament was phenomenal. Can they keep it up for the NCAA tournament? And sure enough, they did win, Survive in advance. They know how to do that. And we're advancing into the weekend with some rain. Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that for us.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to survive this. We are seeing some showers and storms down here along this warm front. All of this will push right up into our area starting this afternoon. Let's take a look at Futurecast, and you can see some cloud cover for us this morning. Those clouds will be filling in over the next few hours. This morning it's still on the clear side. We've got a pretty moon that's setting out there. At lunchtime, we're still dry, but we're starting to see some showers moving up from the south. That's where all this will come from. We'll fill in with rain all across the viewing area by the evening commute, and it will continue overnight tonight and into early tomorrow morning. So expect the rain to be heavy at times, especially early Saturday morning. That's when that warm front arrives. We could have a few scattered thunderstorms along with that in the morning. There's 6 a.m. Some heavy rain with this too, as much as 1 to 2 inches. That will continue to shift eastward, and by say late morning to around lunchtime, the bulk of the rain is over, but it may not be completely over. We could see an isolated shower. Notice how we even, you know, the Futurecast trying to show maybe a peak of sunshine. Possibly we have a second band that comes through during the evening with some showers for our southwestern counties. But the bulk of the heaviest rain will be over around the middle of the morning on Saturday. So we'll see that developing after lunchtime. It'll be heavy overnight and then not affecting your entire weekend. Sunday looks nice and bright. Here's a live look at North Hills. Our moon just set there on the horizon. 44 degrees is our temperature. Our wind is to the northeast at around 8 miles per hour. Chicken temperatures looking at 37 in Roxborough, 36 South Hill. Most of us are in the mid 40s, especially from the Triangle area southward. We'll see a high temperature in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon, but it will be raining, so it's still not going to be that comfortable to be outside. Again, we're going to talk more about the amounts of rainfall that we'll see where you are with the system coming up. Ryan?
602 right now, Elizabeth. Watching traffic this morning, not seeing any big problems as we get started. No crashes showing up anywhere in Wake County and also in Durham and Orange County. Still quiet, according to our partners at Waze. Want to take you to one of those live cameras I've been watching out on the Beltline. This is 440 at Lassiter Mill Road, not too far from Six Forks Road. Traffic volume certainly is starting to pick up out there, but we are not seeing any delays on the eastbound or westbound sides of 440 just yet.
Thanks, Brian. State stays hot. Fresh off that ACC tournament championship, NC State with 5 wins in 5 days. Tired of being asked if they're tired? They're not. They were on fire in their opening round game against Texas Tech. Ben Middlebrooks had his shining moment, a career-high 21 points. The Red Raiders were kept at arm's length until the Pack pulled away for their first March Madness win in almost a decade. 80-67, the final. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live on NC State's campus this morning. Party at the Bell Tower. Once again, Kelsey, we can get used to this.
Jeff, NC State fans are waking up this morning with a reason to celebrate 5 wins in 5 days. Fans and students gathered here at the Bell Tower last night. They were celebrating until after 1 o'clock this morning. You can just hear that excitement as fans gathered yesterday at Players Retreat to watch the game. This is the Wolfpack's first March Madness win in 9 years. Last night's win against Texas Tech resonates with fans in a special way right after becoming ACC tournament champions for the first time in 37 years.
We've heard a lot about fatigue, I mean, through our ACC tournament run, and then even now, and I mean, no matter how many times people keep saying it, I mean, it seems like we just keep getting stronger with every game we play, so try and keep that going.
You got to love that. And you just heard from Ben Middlebrooks there. He went into beast mode last night with a career high 21 points. The Wolfpack will be playing again tomorrow, so we'll be sure to keep you updated on everything you need to know leading up to tomorrow's game right here on WRAL. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And Kelsey, you mentioned next up for NC State, a second round game against the most surprising winner of the first round. The 14 seed Golden Grizzlies from Oakland University in Michigan pulled off a huge upset, beating 3 seed Kentucky 80-76. So now the Wolfpack will take on Oakland tomorrow for a chance to go to the Sweet 16.
No surprises for UNC. The team did what it needed to do to move on. The top-seeded Tar Heels dominated in the first-round game against Wagner College. UNC won 90-62. They will play Michigan State in the second round tomorrow. Duke is in Brooklyn to play their opening round game tonight against Vermont. Coming up in our next half hour, WRAL's Chris Lee gives us a breakdown of what the Blue Devils need to do to join UNC and NC State in round two. We're hoping 3-for-3 for our Triangle teams. You can track all the games with live score updates, times, and TV information on the interactive bracket on WRAL.com. Just search bracket.
6 minutes after the hour, other big news we're following this morning. A one-year-old and a four-year-old child are safe this morning after police say a man abducted them in Lumberton. This was the scene on I-440 in Raleigh, nearly 100 miles away, where law enforcement were able to rescue those kids. Sky 5 captured the moment authorities rescued the children. Moments later, law enforcement officers arrested the man who was driving that car. Lumberton police say a mother called 911 and said her two children were abducted from an Econo Lodge in Lumberton. About 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, Highway Patrol spotted that car in Johnston County, and that's where a chase began. And it ended right in the Capitol Boulevard area of I-440 in Raleigh. And state troopers and Johnston County deputies crashed into that car, which then crashed into that tractor trailer on the right side of your screen. WRAL's Willie Danley spoke to a woman who was driving on the Beltline right when this all happened.
Oh, it was scary. He ran me off the road. Dang near ran me off the road. Yeah. I just saw Crest 300 fly right past me, and I'm like, what the heck? And I see like 10 cop cars right behind me. I'm like, I already knew. I already knew how it was going to go down.
And the children were taken to a hospital to be checked out. Authorities have not released the name of the man they arrested or what relationship he may have with those children.
Classified staff at Durham Public Schools who are calling for higher pay are getting a better idea of what their future paychecks will look like. The Durham School Board moved forward with a recommended salary schedule at their meeting last night. Previous salary schedules were not sustainable, leading to the current pay crisis. The comptroller, who's been hired to find a solution, recommends all classified staff get at least an 11% raise from last year's pay. That would still result in some workers being paid less than what they were promised in October. And that could lead to more workers leaving.
It's hard to continue to work for, you know, a company that feels like they don't really care about you. But when you love what you do, it's hard to really turn your back on it.
Interim Superintendent Caddy Moore will take the comptroller's recommendations and the workers' concerns into consideration in her proposed budget. She's expected to present that at the next Durham School Board meeting.
Today, college basketball's women's tournament gets started, and two of our local Tobacco Road teams will be on the court today trying to move on to the next round. UNC is the 8 seed in their region. They'll tip off with 9-seeded Michigan State, 11:30 this morning in Columbia, South Carolina. Duke is a 7 seed. They'll play 10-seed Richmond at 2:30 this afternoon. That game's in Columbus, Ohio. And looking ahead to tomorrow, 3-seed NC State will play its first game of the tournament, hosting 14-seed Chattanooga at Reynolds Coliseum in a game that starts at 2:30.
Tonight is your chance to become an almost billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight's drawing is up to $977 million. The Powerball jackpot is up to $750 million for tomorrow night's drawing. You can watch both of those drawings live on WRAL at 11.
Right now, we're at 6:09 on your Friday. Coming up, a 15- and 20-year-old have been charged in connection with the shooting after a Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. What we know about the two new suspected shooters, suspected of killing a DJ and hurting 25 others.
And it's a busy weekend here in the Triangle. Kids, get your baskets ready. Where and when you can take part in an Easter egg hunt or see the Easter Bunny.
And rain is on the way. It's a dry start this morning, but we'll see rain this afternoon, this evening, and into the day Saturday. Saturday won't be a washout. I'll show you if you can squeeze in that Easter egg hunt when it's dry. Coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Tracking the arrival of this system that'll bring us rain starting this afternoon and into at least the first part of the day on Saturday. We'll walk through that with Futurecast, but we'll get you started with just how quickly that rain will arrive. Looking at right after lunchtime, those chances really ramp up as we see that rain moving in from south to north. And it will be heavy at times from the evening commute all the way through, again, about the first half of the day on Saturday. Temperatures as you're stepping out the door, 40 in Wilson, 44 in Durham, 46 in Fayetteville. Right now, skies are fairly clear, but we're going to be clouding up shortly and a little bit breezy. Winds are out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. You can see those whirly gigs spinning around. It is a quiet start for us this morning. We'll see increasing clouds, temperatures in the mostly in the mid-40s. Our high this afternoon in the mid to upper 60s. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:13 right now. Just checked with Raleigh 911. We're still looking fine through Wake County. No crashes or disabled vehicles reported right now. And in Durham, no trouble showing up, according to our partners at Waze. All of our major routes in Durham are clear. And as we take a look at those live sensor readings for your major approaches into Raleigh, no delay showing up at all on 40 westbound heading through Garner. It's a smooth ride up to the Beltline split. 40 west also looks good heading through South Raleigh with no trouble heading out to the US 1 interchange. Renee.
Ryan, thanks. New this morning, two more people have been charged in the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Prosecutors announced 20-year-old Terry Young has been charged with murder in the death of radio DJ Lisa Lopez Galvan. He also faces additional charges in the wounding of at least 25 others, including children. A 15-year-old has also been charged in connection with the shooting. Two adults and two other teens were previously charged in the shooting. A judge will decide if the teens will be tried as adults.
Charges have been dismissed for a Raleigh couple accused of poisoning their neighbor's three dogs. James and Agnes Goldston were facing three counts of animal cruelty and communicating threats. The prosecutor dismissed cruelty charges, saying there was no proof the dogs were intentionally poisoned. However, Agnes Goldston pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of communicating threats.
Egg freezing allows a woman to preserve her fertility, and it's becoming a more common work perk. In 2022, a benefits consulting group found 16% of large employers offered coverage for the procedure. Now doctors are seeing younger women walk through the door.
Yeah, absolutely. When we first rolled out egg freezing, the percentage of patients under 30 that were coming in were about 1%, and now we're about 10% of our patients are coming in. And the amount of egg freezing we're doing has increased fivefold in the last 10 years.
Ahead this morning on Today, one woman recently went viral for freezing her eggs at the age of 25. Are younger women taking on this costly procedure, and is it worth it? The Today Show begins at 7 right here on WRAL.
It is almost Easter time, and that means lots of chances to see the bunny and hunt for eggs.
Let's take a look at some of the family fun this week in WRAL's Out and About. There are more than 15 Easter egg hunts happening in the Triangle area this weekend alone. On Saturday, children can hunt for eggs at Mordecai Historic Park in downtown Raleigh. That starts at 10 in the morning. There's also a digital scavenger egg hunt at Pullen Park. There are also egg hunts in Apex, Carborough, Chapel Hill, Durham, and Wake Forest this weekend.
Just about everywhere. Mrs. Doubtfire is on stage at Durham Performing Arts Center through Sunday. The film has been transformed into a new musical. There are plenty of laughs in this one, and tickets are still available.
And tomorrow you can enjoy some coffee in Moore Square. The annual Raleigh Roast event features the area's best coffee roasters. It is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets are $15 and benefit the City of Raleigh Museum. You'll find more about these events and other best bets for the weekend on WRAL.com. Search Out and About. And a lot of these outdoor events, Saturday morning, well, we might still have some rain then.
Yes, yeah. Wet grass, things like that. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We've had our dry run, and now we're going to get into some wet weather.
You know, sometimes I feel like it'd be nice to have these things during the week, but, you know, it is what it is. We are seeing a dry start this morning, so you don't have to worry about the rain for the morning commute. Clouds are starting to roll in now. And then just after lunchtime, we'll see the rain developing. It'll be widespread by the evening commute, and then rain will be likely through the evening, and it may be very heavy early tomorrow morning. We'll walk through Futurecast. I'll show you what's happening right now. This system here with the warm front is bringing some scattered storms. A few severe thunderstorm warnings have popped up along this front. That will continue to push northward and help to bring us some rain again by early afternoon. Here's a look at the big picture. That high pressure system is moving out. That's continuing to bring us some dry conditions right now. But as that warm front lifts northward, you can see that rain spreading north. We're going to see a big difference in our temperature both today and tomorrow because of the warmth that's going to be spreading into eastern North Carolina. Well, we'll have some cooler temperatures in our northern and western counties. So we may see a big spread from 50s to upper 60s across the area. Gradually, we'll see the system pulling away as we get through the day on Saturday. I'm going to sneeze. Maybe I'm not going to sneeze. But it does wrap some moisture around on Saturday. Low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise. So we'll see some moisture pulled in behind the system, which could bring us a few isolated showers for the afternoon on Saturday. This is a look at today. Lunchtime, we're cloudy. And then right after lunchtime, here comes the rain. It will be steady to heavy as we get to overnight and into early Saturday morning. There's midnight. And then we'll pause it here at 6 a.m. Between 3 and 6, we're going to see the warm front crossing the area. That's when the rain will be heaviest. And we can see a few isolated thunderstorms. Best chance of any severe storms with the system will be closer to the coast. It doesn't look like we have a big threat for severe weather across our area. From, say, mid-morning to lunchtime, most of that rain's pulling out, and it should be fairly dry during the afternoon, but we couldn't rule out just an isolated shower developing at any point. You can see this band of light showers that tries to push in during the evening into our southwestern counties. After that, we clear out on Sunday. Our rainfall totals are likely to be anywhere between an inch to 2 inches. Some of the heavier totals would be closer to the I-95 corridor. So definitely looking wet for the second half of Friday and the first half of Saturday. After that, we're dry Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunday will also be breezy. I'll walk you through how windy it will be on Sunday. And we also have some cold temperatures to begin the week with, especially in the mornings. And then our next best chance of rain comes the middle of next week. Brian?
All right, 619, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still looking good around Wake County with no trouble showing up just yet around Raleigh, Garner, and Cary. Looking at a little bit of a delay showing up on the south side of Durham on 40 eastbound, right around the Highway 55 interchange. If you're heading to the airport this morning, here's a live look at I-40 out at Aviation Parkway. Everything moving along pretty well out there. Sensors indicate that that trip to RDU from Raleigh is all clear on 40 westbound. Out of North Raleigh, 540 is looking fine on the westbound side from Capitol to the airport exits, and 40 eastbound out of Chapel Hill through South Durham, only a 1 minute delay.
Thanks for that, Brian. Warner Brothers unveiling a new upcoming sequel of Beetlejuice. And coming up, we will tell you which co-stars will make a return from the 1988 popular film and also who is joining the crew.
And U.S. leaders are calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Ahead, the new push to help provide humanitarian aid to the Middle East.
And here's a look at your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Don't say it.
You can't say it three times. He's back, though, 36 years later. A sequel will hit theaters.
Unless you want to summon him. No. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Warner Brothers wants to summon him and the money that he'll bring with our first look at the upcoming movie, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
You know, there are no new ideas in Hollywood, so let's bring back Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton will reprise his role as the title character alongside Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara, who also starred in the original film from 1988. New to this sequel is Wednesday star Jenny Ortega. No word if Alec Baldwin will be reprising his role.
Yeah. And they put it right in the title there, but only twice, because you just can't bring that into the world, right? But Michael Keaton, I love him. Anything he's in, I'm in for that. But he's always dark a little bit, you know, Batman and Beetlejuice.
Great to see some of the OGs are in this movie.
True.
They're back. Yeah. They're back. Breaking overnight, Shakira dropped a new album. Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran is Spanish for Women Don't Cry Anymore. It's the Colombian singer's first album in 7 years. Celebrities in Miami spent the night partying for the big debut. It is her first album since divorcing Gerard Piqué.
Shakira told the New York Times that the album was a way for her to process her frustration, her anger, and her sadness after the divorce, that she transformed her pain into productivity. So this is album number 12 for Shakira. And fun fact, she is one day older than I am.
Oh.
She looks amazing.
Wow.
One day I can grow up to be like her.
7 years since her last one. Worth
yeah,
the wait.
Yeah, yeah. Brian, thanks. A rare two-headed rat snake is recovering from surgery. The snake, named Tiger Lily, was supposed to leave a Missouri nature center earlier this month, but it had issues with its ovaries. Veterinarians at the St. Louis Zoo were able to successfully remove the ovaries. Tiger Lily is doing well. After recovery, she'll be transferred to a conservatory in Kansas City, Missouri.
Today's North Carolina Arbor Day. The state observes the special day on the first Friday after March 15th. Nationally, it is celebrated on the last Friday of April. But most states observe a separate date based on good tree planting times. You can celebrate by planting a tree of your own. And fun fact here, the first Arbor Day was celebrated in Nebraska in 1872 with the planting of more than a million trees.
We have rain on the way. It'll make our trees happy, and it should reduce some of the pollen as well. It arrives this afternoon on Friday, and then it exits on Saturday, and I'll show you when the rain moves out so you can salvage parts of your weekend.
And it was a pack attack, and fans are waking up elated this morning after that late-night win over Texas Tech. We have highlights from the game and excitement from the fans. That's next.
And lawmakers are up against the clock today as you look live at Capitol Hill. We'll explain the hoops they need to jump through by midnight tonight to avoid a government shutdown.